So we're in Kenya, and you would think, okay, this is a black nation on a predominantly black continent. And so even if there are some differences, not that big a deal, right? Listen to this question that the six-year-old child, I think she was six, asked her parents. And particularly, she directed the question to her mother and said, and this was leading up to the election, "Mommy, do you hate Raila or Uhuru?" Naomi Wangui and Malaki Sampson's young daughter really shocked them by asking that question. That question stunned her mother, Naomi. And even though she tried to explain to her daughter how political competition works, she was thrown for a loop by that question. And she said something that really, I think, resonates with any parent, especially a parent who is not into hatred. Naomi said, the mother said, hate is a strong word, even for a six-year-old. And she thinks that it's the perception that she picked up from watching the TV, where the TV stations projected political competition as a zero-sum game, them versus us. And the perceptions of that led to division has actually complicated the lives of mixed ethnicity couples. Complicated their lives because they are mixed ethnicity. Same color skin, but different ethnic backgrounds. Uncomfortable, causing problems to the point where people are looking at some have moved. Some are looking at the prospect of moving, relocating to get away from the violence, to get away from the hatred. Since the post-election violence that took place in 2007-2008, in which more than 1,500 Kenyans were killed, post-election violence, I don't know if you all recall what we saw taking place in the streets, but it was terrible. 1,500 Kenyans were killed. Approximately 600,000 people were displaced. And since then, people have tended to be jittery around election time. And no wonder. The last election passed without any major disruptive incident, but there seems to be, there was a palpable fear and anxiety heading to this year's most recent election in Kenya, despite the government's reassurance on security and top politicians calling for peace. One gentleman named Manuel said that he just didn't want to be there where he was living, especially with his children, because he wanted to be someplace where he could feel safe. His aunt, who's married to a Kikuyu man, lives in Kibera, which is Kenya's biggest slum, and it had been named as a potential hotspot. In 2013, his uncle slept in a bar in Kibera that he owns because he was afraid that his family's house would be attacked because of his perceived ethnic political affiliation in an area that was dominated by the Luo community. Remember, they kind of line things up based on ethnicity. And when I say line things up, their political views, their political worldviews, their political approaches to life. And they feel so strongly about what they support and who they support that the drama there is at least as great in many ways as a drama anywhere else where people are not together politically. This is something that we have begun to see in America years ago. We even began to see this in the year 2000 during election time. I think we're going to see it more and more. But where even couples have a difficult time really working things out if they have different political views. In Kenya, they said it was one of the most challenging times for mixed ethnicity couples because they suddenly found that their relationships, their marriage relationships, their marriages were exposed to the negative effects of ethnic political competition. It even got bad enough that there were couples who had separated because they could not handle the political strain that was wearing on their marriages. You have couples who say that they feel that the rhetoric in this year's election had been ratcheted up more than any past election, largely because of some of the comments that were being made in social media. And then that H word showed up again. There's a lot of hate there. Same skin color, but different ethnicities. That's why I've been saying to you off and on for, you know, some time now. Ethnicity does have to do with more than race. They're not necessarily the same thing. So that's why I've shared with you ethnicity. If you're white, you're part of an ethnic group. Hispanic, you're part of an ethnic group. If you're black, you're part of an ethnic group. Asian, part of an ethnic group, etc. In Kenya, same skin color, different ethnicities, and hatred, part of the equation. And just like here, we've had people at conservative schools where things were going fine until Barack Obama was elected president. And all of a sudden, there are some black people who have said people who they had been friends, quote unquote, with for several years while at that school became venomous towards them. In Kenya, a lady named Millicent said that people said were saying very hurtful things in Kenya, and these were people who you called friends. Where is the world heading, ladies and gentlemen? Will we be able to make things better? Will there be enough of us willing to make things better, desirous of making things better? Keep in mind now, this whole issue of problems within the race is not unique to Kenya. Right here in America, we have people who cry and complain about racism. And as I've said before, we have a lot of folks within the black community who are constantly working to hurt other members of the black community. Even narrowing it down even more, people who worship at the same place of worship, and they're predominantly the same race. And you have some folks there who are looking for ways to destroy members of the same congregation, same race. Is it going to get better? Maybe we need to really focus on what we'll be hoping for in the years to come. Till next time.